Good morning and welcome to our worship on this, the 11th Sunday after Pentecost. This broadcast is being brought to you by Trinity Lutheran Church, 1245 New Hampshire Street in Lawrence, Kansas. Our recording team today consists of Sandy Cooper, one of our voices, Kevin Boatwright, sound engineer and photographer, Trini Crocker, one of our voices, Megan McCoy, music director, Stuart Taylor, organist, assisting minister Ryan Devlin, lector Michael Devlin, Jim Cooper is the cantor, and Samuel Boos joins us as one of the voices. At this time, we're going to have a special commissioning for our Justice Matters team at Trinity Lutheran Church. In 2014, Trinity became a founding member of Justice Matters, a nonprofit interfaith organization whose mission is to move Lawrence toward a city where justice rolls down like a mighty river to surface, understand, and address issues of justice in the region and to strengthen understanding of the scriptural imperative to do justice. I'm pleased to acknowledge three persons who will again serve as team leaders at Trinity. They are Chelsea Larson, Steve Ozark, and Kevin Boatwright. They will convene virtual house meetings for Trinity's Justice Network, during September and October. It's the start of a grassroots research, advocacy, and action effort that will culminate next spring at the annual Nehemiah Assembly. At the same time, we thank Alita Cooper for her past service as a Trinity team leader. Also with us now is Sarah Balzer, who is a new staff member with Justice Matters. Her responsibilities include working with teams and individuals at Trinity and other congregations. Justice Network members will get to know her during the house meetings and throughout the coming year. She's also a Kansas girl, so she's okay. As the four of you begin your service this fall, and to everyone at Trinity, receive this blessing. Gracious God, we call upon you to unite and inspire Trinity Lutheran and all faith communities in Lawrence so that we may come together to listen, to understand, and to address the root causes of the perennial problems we see in our city. Your Son taught us to pray for your kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come now among us, a kingdom enlightened by justice for all people. Let your will be done among us now, a will to turn from darkness toward what is merciful, loving, and good. This is our faith. This is our hope. May God continue to bless the work of Justice Matters, grant us wisdom, grant us courage, as we seek, find, and demand justice for all in Lawrence. Amen. Thank you. We join together now in our confession of faith. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people. Turning us from our sin to live for you alone, give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We keep silence for personal reflection and self-examination. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us. Delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace we have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen us with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. We join now in singing our gathering hymn, ELW 368, With High Delight Let Us Unite. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. We join now in singing Glory to God, ELW, page 139.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. We praise you for your love.
Let us pray. God of all peoples, your arms reach out to embrace all those who call upon you. Teach us, as disciples of your Son, to love the world with compassion and constancy, that your name may be known throughout the earth, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 56. Thus says the Lord, maintain justice and do what is right, for soon my salvation will come and my deliverance be revealed. And to the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord and to be his servants, all who keep the Sabbath and do not profane it, and hold fast my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. Thus says the Lord God, who gathers the outcasts of Israel, I will gather others to them, besides those already gathered. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let all the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let all the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. May God be merciful to us and bless us.
May the light of God's face shine upon us.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
Peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
May God give us blessing,
and may all the ends of the earth stand in awe.
Let all the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The second reading is from Romans, the 11th chapter. Paul writes, I ask you then, has God rejected his people? By no means. I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Just as you were once disobedient to God, but have now received mercy because of their disobedience, so they have now been disobedient in order that by mercy shown to you, they too may now receive mercy. For God has imprisoned all in disobedience, so that he may be merciful to all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We join now in the gospel acclamation found on page 142 of the Evangelical Lutheran Worship. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus called the crowd to him and said to them, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles." And then the disciples approached and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" And Jesus answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if one blind person guides another, both will fall into a pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." And then Jesus said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart come evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile." Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." And Jesus answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And Jesus answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." And then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. A long time ago at another church in another place, at a church council meeting, the pastor, me, and one of the council members were engaged in a very, very vicious argument. And the discussion was heated, and we said some things to each other that we shouldn't have said. About 3 days passed, and the person I had the argument with showed up at my office, and she presented me with this pillow. I still have it, and I'm holding it up now, even though you can't see it. And on the pillow, it says, "Nothing is opened by mistake more than the mouth." This is essentially what Jesus is talking about in Matthew's gospel. Listen and understand, it is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles. I have never injured someone to the point of their death. Most of us have never been involved in that kind of altercation. But I have said lots of things that have hurt people very deeply. I've used my mouth as a weapon. You see, one of the things that is interesting is when you say something that hurts another person and you say you're sorry, the person that you've said it to still has that nagging doubt that maybe you really meant what you said. There are three parts to our gospel story in Matthew this week. The first one's about the mouth. It's not what goes in that defiles, but it's what comes out. And you see, the Pharisees had 613 laws that they used to cover every action of human life. So they had, you know, keeping kosher and dietary laws. But what comes out of the mouth is what defiles. But then Jesus ups the ante. He says, but what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart come evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, and slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile. Every child who's listening to this broadcast this morning is now saying, hooray, I don't have to wash my hands anymore. Jesus said so. But we need to think about what Jesus is really saying. You see, we keep our darkest secrets in our hearts. We keep some of the most evil things that we do in our hearts. When I was a kid, there was a family rule. Everybody's got the same rule. We got ready to sit down to dinner, and my mother would say, Michael, wash your hands. Well, you know, it's not just ancient Jewish culture that made the ritual of hand washing important. It's built into the fabric of our culture. And now, in the midst of our pandemic, everybody's concentrating about washing your hands. But I'd like us to think beyond soap and water. Think about what clean hands can do for your heart. Nothing. And what we need to be focused on is what's deep inside us that makes us hurt each other. And that's the real lesson of the pandemic. We've spent a lot of time washing our hands, but not our hearts. Are we less selfish, less indifferent to the needs of our fellow human beings? Have we purified our hearts as much as we've purified our hands? In the early 80s, St. Luke's Medical Center held a workshop on HIV/AIDS. It was all kinds of fancy immunologists from all over the United States, and they invited all the religious people from the community. So we had all kinds of Protestants, we had Roman Catholics, we had Episcopalians, we had Sikhs and Imams and Muslims and just every religious kind of person was there. And we filled this very fancy auditorium at St. Luke's Medical Center with all of these fancy theater seats. That was really kind of cushy. And we had great lectures on immune systems and all of that kind of stuff. And then they gave us a really fancy lunch. And you know, preachers, they love to eat. So the lunch was, you know, we had a filet, a baked potato, a tossed salad, asparagus, and a piece of pie that we could choose the kind of pie we wanted. And it was just an endless display of pie. So after lunch, we all, you know, get into our theater seats, and if we're clergy, we want to take a nap. And the first person up after lunch was a nurse. And this is in the early 80s, and you may remember when nurses wore starched white uniforms and starched white hats. Well, I really believe with all my heart and soul that everything that this nurse wore was starched. And she was just about that tall and just very rigid. And she walked up to the microphone and, you know, we're all kind of half awake. And I can't say what she said, but I'm going to paraphrase what she said. Wash your damn hands! And then she went on to say, you know, you clergy, you come into the hospital and you go from room to room and you touch things and you touch everybody and you never wash your hands. I've never forgotten that lecture. It was the shortest one I heard that day. But for a long time after that, whenever I went into a hospital, I did an elbow scrub all the way up to here. But she wasn't done, because first on the panel that day were four doctors. First on the after the nurse was a doctor, four doctors in a panel discussion. And she stepped away from the podium and she said, and you're no better. Wash your damn hands. And maybe today what we need to think about is the same thing that we had to think about in the 80s with HIV/AIDS. It's not hand washing that we need, it's heart washing. And we need to think about all of the people who are hurting and suffering and in deep distress because of the pandemic. The people who have died, the people who struggle with all kinds of things. I think in the 80s we should have spent more time at that workshop on our hearts, because we all had attitudes about people who were HIV positive. Not too long after this, I became a volunteer chaplain for a hospice in Kansas City. And all of the kids were coming home from the coasts with HIV/AIDS. They were coming home to die. And one very short story. I called on a young man from St. Joseph's, Missouri. The hospice I volunteered with served a pretty big area. And I'll never forget the day I went up there. And you know, in those days, you had to put your gloves on, and you had to gown up, and you had to wear a mask. And I walked into the hospital room, and I started to do all of that. And I'd been doing this for a while. I called on lots of AIDS patients. And I looked up as I was putting my gown on, and the young man in the hospital bed was crying. And somehow I doped out what was wrong. Nobody had touched him in a long time without a glove on. No one had smiled at him without a mask on. So I took the garb off and I went over to the bed and I took his hands in mine and we had a prayer. And I smiled at him and he smiled at me. You see, when we reach out and touch the world in which we live, and when we stop being afraid, we change an awful lot of things. It's also what's going on with this incredible scene with Jesus and the woman who won't give up. She shouts at him. She absolutely overwhelms him with her demands. And he says, I didn't come for anyone who was not a member of the house of Israel. And he says, we're not going to give food to dogs. It doesn't sound like Jesus is very welcoming and loving in that moment. And then she says those wonderful words, even dogs get crumbs from the table. And he says to her, woman, great is your faith. let it be done for you as you wish. And her daughter was healed instantly. Even Jesus gets judgmental and stops doing the loving, kind things, inclusive, loving, kind things that he should do and would do. Our world is changing. We stand in the midst of lots of conflict, social, economic, political, but much of that conflict is centered in our various religious perspectives. We stand in the midst of a pandemic, and as sad as it is for me to say this, nothing will ever be quite the same again. We've divided ourselves into groups, assuming each has the truth. Some theologians argue that we all have the same God but different paths, but we still can't get along. Within Christianity, we have the tendency to divide ourselves and fight with each other, and we want it to be the Lutheran way, the Episcopalian way, the Catholic way, the Baptist way, the Presbyterian way. But today we need to get in touch with what's in our hearts. We need to get in touch with some pretty strong emotions, emotions like that woman showed to Jesus. We need to hear Jesus reject and listen, stop being narrow and judgmental, and instead embrace being expansive and inclusive. We need to encounter once again the scandalous inclusivity of God, the scandalous inclusive love of God, and it's all in Jesus. So we need to ask ourselves, when we wash our hands and when we think about what comes out of our mouths, what's in our heart? What's in our heart? Amen. And now we join together in singing the hymn of the day, In Christ There Is No East or West, ELW 650.
Our service continues with the Apostles' Creed found in the Evangelical Lutheran Worship Hymnal, page 105. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and a life everlasting. Amen. Confident of your care and helped by the Holy Spirit, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Lord, you gather the church to be part of your mission as ambassadors of Jesus Christ. As Jesus acknowledged the great faith of a woman from outside his people, help your church discover and find blessing in the faith of people we might reject. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. You have blessed us with the bounty of the earth. Grant your grace to all your creatures, that the earth will flourish. Relieve waters choked by garbage, renew soils stripped of nutrients, and refresh the air all creatures need to live. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. You call the nations to be glad and sing for joy. Let your way be known upon all the nations of the world, now divided by competing interests, contending alliances, and consumed by enormous worry. Bless us and make your face shine upon all. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. You show unexpected mercy, kindness, and generosity. We pray for those who do not have enough, for outcasts in our villages, cities, and towns, and for those who need your healing. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. In you we live and move and have our being. Grant Trinity Lutheran Church grace to find our life refreshed in you. Accompany us in the rhythms of late summer. Give us rest and renewal. Strengthen us for mission in your name. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. Your eternal promises are more than we could ever imagine. As you gather all the saints, join us also with them on a great day of your salvation. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. In a certain hope that nothing can separate us from your love, we offer these prayers to you through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
We pause now in our worship for the offering. And I want to thank everyone who's been so generous and gracious to continue to support the work and the mission and the ministry of Trinity Lutheran Church, even when we have not been able to worship in person.
Thank you.
We continue now with the great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, you we praise and glorify, you we worship and adore. You formed the earth from chaos. You encircled the globe with air. You created fire for warmth and light. You nourished the lands with water. You molded us in your image. And with mercy higher than the mountains, with grace deeper than the seas, you blessed the Israelites and cherished them as your own. That also we, estranged and dying, might be adopted to live in your spirit. You called to us through the life and death of Jesus. And so, with all of the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. After the words of institution, we will be singing our first communion hymn, and then in the pause, we will take a moment, and if you have some bread and wine at home, we'll exchange those, and we will hear the words, "Take and eat, take and drink," as we exchange those gifts of God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, when the meal was finished, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant of my blood, which is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Because of this bread of heaven and this cup of salvation, we are bold to lift our hearts and our hands to receive these gifts of God that strengthen us and empower us. And as we prepare to receive, we pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. These are God's gifts for the people of God, and we are God's people, and we are always welcome at God's table. We join now in Lamb of God. We join together in singing our communion hymn, ELW 612, Healer of Our Every Ill. And now, if you've found some bread and some wine or some grape juice, and if you're alone, take a piece of bread and say the words, take and eat. And if you're with someone, exchange the bread with each other with the words, take and eat. And now share the cup. Offer the wine or the grape juice with the words, take and drink the blood of Christ. And now our recording singers will join in singing If Ye Love Me by Thomas Tallis.
Let us pray. God of the welcome table, in this meal we have feasted on your goodness and have been united by your presence among us. Empower us to go forth sustained by these gifts so that we may share your neighborly love with all. Through Jesus Christ, the giver of abundant life. Amen.
And now receive the benediction. Neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And now may God the Creator, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, bless us and keep us in eternal love. Amen. And we join together in our sending hymn, Evangelical Lutheran Worship 858, Praise to the Lord.
Go in peace. Christ is with you. Thanks be to God.
dance pose.
Okay.
I think I clipped it.
What was it? Like, did you have it?
Okay, so,
so you were playing an E flat. Flat.
I was playing an E flat. I was going to go here. So at the same time, I was practiced it. So I had it down, and then stop, then up, and then. And maybe you see that. That was at the same time, though.
Okay, well, wait, you wanted to go down.
I wanted it.
You wanted
to go
it.
Up. It should have turned down, yeah, so whatever. Like that. So I have it.
Back.
Yeah?
When was that written?
When?
Yeah. 15,
yeah,
clip it.
15,
if you clip it, it doesn't do it. And it doesn't.
1560 something, probably.
Yeah.
Civil War?
1560-ish.
Oh, 50.
Yeah.
Century before.
Right. English Civil War, maybe.
Yeah. 100 years earlier.